Who are you? What a great question. And if somebody asked you that question, would you have 3, 5, 10, 50 words to describe you as a person? Do you have an idea in your head how you would like other people to describe you as a person? And wouldn't it be great if all of us on the planet decided to be exactly the kind of person that we were really happy with? So when we look in the mirror or when we wake up in the morning and we're thinking in our own headspace, I really like who I am, what kind of person would that be? And we all have the right to be exactly the person that we want to be, but we seem to spend or invest or waste a lot of time trying to impress other people or have other people like us or change what we think or what we feel or how we dress or how we act to suit a certain environment, to suit certain people, or to impress other people. So let's start at I'm a mess. I don't want to shower on a regular basis. I want to have a dirty house. I want to have a dirty car. I don't care how I dress and I don't care how I smell. And this is just me. And I really respect that because it means that if you're going to live your life that way, you don't care what other people think. You are very happy to be that kind of person. And if other people don't like it, bad luck. And you don't change to suit other people. The other side of that is I'm clean, tidy, in great shape. I've got a beautiful, clean home. My car's always clean. I dress beautifully. I'm a professional person. I'm kind and respectful to myself, everything in my life, and to all the people in my life. And regardless of what other people say, accusing me of being fanatically clean or overdressed or why do you always clean your car, you don't care what other people think. You love being the best dressed person at every event. You love having a really clean home. You love your car to be sparkly. You love to be organized and effective. And if other people don't like it, you don't care because it's who you are. You are that kind of person to like yourself, to impress yourself, to be the person that you've decided to be. Interestingly, what about the people in the middle? I always wonder, the people that clean their car because they're going to take somebody out for dinner, or they tidy their house because people are coming over for dinner, or they wear nice clothes because it's expected at that particular event, or they're going for a job promotion or a job interview, or they're going to court because they've committed a crime. Normally they would dress in shorts and a t-shirt, but because they're going to court, they wear a suit and a tie and they have a shave and they look exceptionally professional because they want to make a good impression on the judge and the jury. People who get beautifully dressed for their first date and they have a close shave and they wear beautiful perfume and they get their hair done and their nails done and they buy a beautiful new outfit. They clean their car, they clean their house, they go to an expensive restaurant to impress the person they're taking out for dinner. However, how many relationships have fallen apart because that was just a fake? That wasn't the real person. They were pretending to be somebody else. The people that rock up for a job interview or a career promotion and they're dressed beautifully and they've got a great suit on and their car's really clean, their office is really clean, they've got a spectacular CV resume and they answer all of their questions appropriately with all the right answers. Yes, I have integrity and loyalty and I'm a professional and I'm a great person and I'm respectful. And then it all falls apart. The boss is now trying to sack them because they always arrive late, they don't dress appropriately in the uniform, they treat people at the office badly, they gossip and they criticise. And now the business wants to get rid of them because at the interview, they were a fake. So I wonder where we all sit. And it doesn't matter. We can sit wherever we want to. But wouldn't it be a great place to be if you just didn't care what other people thought? You go to your job interview, dress the way you would dress normally because that's who you are. You're not trying to impress the boss or impress the HR manager. You're just going to be the person that you are. When you go out for a date, you just wear the clothes that you normally wear and you keep your car the way you normally keep it and your house is the way it would normally be. And if that person doesn't like it, bad luck because it's the real you. And if it's a messy person and you're incredibly clean and tidy and they don't like it, bad luck because it's the real you. If you're the best dressed person at the event and they think you're snooty or intimidating or who do you think you are, you don't care because you want to be not the best dressed person at the event. You're just the person who dresses for who you are, not where you are. What if we lived our lives like that? We dressed for who we are, not where we are. We kept our house, our car, everything in our life the way we want it to be kept, not to impress other people? What if we acted the way we are, who we genuinely are, rather than trying to impress people for an event, a promotion, to earn more money, the bank manager, the judge, the jury? What if we were just who we are? Would we be happier? Would it be awesome to live a life where you're not trying to impress anybody? You are just being yourself and loving who you are.